and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, oh my God, what a double shot. We have Phil Margera and Jess Margera together. It is great to have you both on. Now, Jess, are you going to be on this, or is it strictly Phil here?
I'm going to give the reins over to Phil, because he's the one who got me into Three's Company.
Okay. So, Phil, welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast. And I guess my first question to you is, how big of a fan are you of Three's Company?
Well, it's being reintroduced because Jess is talking about it now, but when it was on regular time, April and I watched every episode every week.
Now, I got to ask, like you ask every Three's Company fan you meet, are you a Furley guy or are you a Roper's guy?
Yeah, I like Don Knotts, so I'd go with Furley, but Roper was awesome too. I like them both.
Yeah, but you prefer Don Knotts, don't you?
Yeah, Don Knotts.
Because of Andy Griffith, probably.
Yeah, see Don Knotts again after being on Andy Griffith was awesome.
I have to agree with you. I'm a Furley guy all the way. All right, well, let's get into it. Season 4, Episode 7, Old Folks at Home. It aired October 30th, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written by Michael S. Baser and Kim Weisskopf. The kids take in Leo Moran, a homeless man looking for an apartment. He becomes a lovable nuisance, and when Jack's date insults him, Jack kicks her out. Phil, what did you think of Old Folks at Home?
Well, actually, that when he kicked out the girl, it was kind of sentimental. He chose the older guy over the girl.
I thought that was really telling of Jack's character, his real character. You know, he's always on the make, but that moment when he kicked, and I believe her name on the show is Nancy Norwood. When he kicked Nancy out to figure out where Leo went, yeah, the whole audience clapped, and that was a real moment in the episode and really in the series. Another way of showing, yeah, even though Jack's on the make, he's really a nice guy.
True.
And another thing about this episode is sometimes when you see Three's Company episodes these days, it's kind of a random episode, but to watch it chronologically, you miss the fact that this episode is Ralph Furley, or Don Knotts's, only fifth appearance on the show, and yet the episode opens with Mr. Furley just barging in on the kid's apartment and wanting to borrow coffee beans.
Yeah, the coffee grounds, yeah.
The coffee grounds. So already, you know, there's already, I think Don Knotts really settled in quickly and comfortably with the three kids on Three's Company.
Yeah, he did blend right in with them.
And I found that they go back and forth, Jack and Ralph Furley, right away with the coffee ground jokes. And I love how Mr. Furley goes, "I can repartee with the best of them." And then Jack goes, "Do you want me to throw cream and sugar with that?" So, I mean, I think that kind of playful banter, and it works, couldn't be done if, you know, those two actors weren't gelling with each other. And I think on and off set.
Yeah, they had to have liked each other. You're right. They show it.
Yeah. And then I got to ask you, Phil, I asked you about the landlords, but, you know, the position of the second roommate was filled 4 times during the series. So who's your favorite roommate of Janet's? Is it Chrissy? Is it Cindy? Is it Terry? Is it...
Chrissy was the original, right?
Yeah, and she's on this episode.
Yeah, yeah, I still think it was her. The other ones took a while to get used to. So I think Chrissy started, and she probably did the best job as a roommate.
What did you think about when you know, they ask Leo to stay with them because he's homeless. They don't want him sleeping outside. And, like, immediately, Jack and him share a bed together.
Right.
What'd you think of that? I found it hard to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, like, I'd have let him have the bed and slept on the floor or on the couch if it was me, if I was Jack.
Yeah.
The same bed didn't seem right.
I got to say here, Leo Moran was played by J. Pat O'Malley. He had over 100 TV guest appearances. Was he familiar to you as just looking back now as a character actor? Did he have a familiar face?
Yes. As we were watching, I said, this guy's been in a bunch of other stuff, but I couldn't think of what else he was in.
I looked it up. He was on, like, Dukes of Hazzard and Taxi.
Oh, see, stuff. Dukes of Hazzard we watched, yeah. Taxi we watched. So, yeah, he's been on a bunch of stuff we watched.
And then he did a bunch of voiceover work on Disney movies.
All right.
Yeah.
He's very recognizable, but not recognizable. You recognize his face, but not his name.
Yeah, he had a great look, and I guess that's what kept getting him roles. And he was
like a nice, gentle old man look, you know, really nice.
Yeah. And then Nancy Norwood was played by Simone Griffith. And apparently she's still acting today, but she was on, like, kind of like J. Pat O'Malley, like bit parts here and there, like Chips and T.J. Hooker and Hawaii Five-0. I found a lot of these guests on Three's Company ended up doing the same shows.
Yeah, I think they all get a contract, and they do flow back and forth from other shows. I've seen that on a bunch of shows.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. Now that you mention that, I guess that's what they used to do, network television.
Yeah, they'd have people under contract and then use them when they fit them in.
And if they can fit them in as a star of a show, I guess that's how they become famous.
Yeah, they'll catch a good break and be a star.
Phil had to sign a contract to get beat up on TV by
You did a few other guest appearances on other shows before you hit it with Jackass?
No, Jackass was first, right? Oh, no, the CKY videos were first, but yeah.
Him sign a contract.
And then at the end, you know, spoiler alert, but Leo finds a place to stay with two other women, kind of like Jack, taking a cue from Jack. And it was Alice and Lily. Now, Lily, who is the woman closest to Leo when they walk in the apartment, she was Josephine Livingston, and that was her only acting role she ever did.
That was her only, really? Just one episode? Yeah. That was it?
Yeah, that was it. She just walked on Three's Company set, and that was the end. And then the other woman, Alice, who had the speaking role, she was in all kinds of stuff, including, actually, Die Hard 2, Eraserhead, and she was on Wings. She was on My Three Sons, Days of Our Lives. So she was like one of those other kind of bit.
Always employed, just working through all the shows.
Yeah, played by Jeanne Bates. Die Hard 2. yeah.
That movie is, oh man, I just watched it recently. I was like, what the hell?
And you recognized her from that?
Yeah, the first Die Hard and the third one are great, but the second one is just like, what?
Oh, but we're talking about the lady that was
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, she was in it.
You recognize?
She had like a pretty small role, I think,
right? Yeah. But you said, hey, that's Alice from, that's Leo's roommate. Well, so I got to say, Phil, thumbs up on Old Folks at Home. What was your general feeling of the episode?
Yeah, I liked it, but I thought at the end he was going to say he was moving in with the girl Jack kicked out. I thought he was going to say, oh, I found a new home, and I thought he was going to go with her. But then he brought the two old ladies in.
Oh, that's a great twist.
Yeah, I thought she was leaving. He ran into her. I thought she'd say, well, come with me. Then I thought he'd bust on Jack, saying I'm taking her home, but it was different. It wasn't how I thought.
And then Phil totally called the roses. He's like, they're Furley's roses. Like,
oh, the minute he walked in, I said, they're Furley's roses.
Oh, that's great. So overall, you dug the episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, well, Phil, please come back next week. We got to have you on for more than 1 week. Come back, knock on our door here at the Regal Beagle Podcast.
Anytime. Yeah, whenever you need me, just give me a call.
Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, Dango.